that sail the silver ships from Andalore, I am the last. And the deeds that rang our youthful dreams, it seems shall go undone. On north for the shores of Valinor, our bows and crimson sails were made. And our captains were strong, and our lances long, and our liege the holy king. Well, the hills did turn from green to blue, and vanishes on the decks we watched. Every thought in that noble company was forward bound to the lifeless plains of Valinor, where reigns the dark and frozen one. And with tongues of fire and glorious eyes, we pledged our mission be. The climb from mild to bitter ran, and the winds from fair to fierce did blow. Oath and prayer did turn to thoughts of homes left far behind, and longed every man for some glimpse of land and the host that did await us there. Ah, but each new day brought only a sea and sky of ice and gray. Thanks give no words can drag you through those endless weeks our ships did row. Thanks give you cannot see those sails and faces bleach and draw. Ice we drank and leather did chew, for the oceans are unwholesome there. And the dead that slid into the seas did freeze before our eyes. Then a wind did fling the ships apart, each one to go her separate way. And the sky did howl, and the hull did groan, for how long I do not know. And what men were left when the winds had ceased grew dull and low of countenance. For a soldier denied his battle plain on a comrade soon must turn. And so one by one we died alone, some by hunger, some by steel. And the bodies froze where they did fall, their souls unsanctified, until only another and I were left, and just before his flame did fail, shown ourselves brothers in arms to serve the holy king. Now perhaps this shall reach Andalar, although I know not how it can. All once again he's hurled his wind upon the silver prow. It should, my words of these, arise, young men, find ships to build, and set them north for Valinor, neath standards proud as fire.